OSU researcher Dr. Hannah Gosnell talks about the Chicago Climate Exchange and regenerative ranching. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
The Chicago Climate Exchange, which operated from 2003 to 2010, was North America's only voluntary, legally binding greenhouse gas reduction and carbon trading system for emission sources and offset projects associated with rangeland. So between 2003 and 2010, the grazing protocol was only available, I think, for the last 3 years, from like 2007 or 2010. And there are a bunch of aggregators who went around and were just trying to find ranchers who might be able to comply with the protocol and with the best management practices, which were all about reducing soil erosion, reducing bare ground, increasing deep-rooted native perennials. And the people that were doing that, the low-hanging fruit, were the people that were engaged in holistic management. They were already managing that way. The money comes from being a more productive farmer or rancher. The money comes from the savings that occur when you stop using chemicals. The focus of regenerative agriculture, regenerative ranching, is on enhancing the resilience of your system and making it such that you don't need to use as many chemicals or any chemicals at all. Most people who do regenerative ranching, regenerative ag, are pretty anti-chemical. So they're not using herbicides, pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, and as a result, they're saving a lot of money. So they may not have a higher yield, but they have more profits because their inputs have been reduced.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.